We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper.
Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
This podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is the fastest, easiest, and safest way to bet on all things sports. With March Madness, the Masters, and Major League Opening Day right around the corner, BetOnline.ag has all the latest news, scores, and odds to help you win big. The best part? You'll receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Head over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your literal free money. Plus, signing up is a great way to support the podcast you're listening to right now. That's promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, when you sign up at betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and this is what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, February 24th. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag and D1 Training Milwaukee. Looking back at the Bucks last week, Milwaukee played two games and won them both in impressive fashion. Up first were the poor Detroit Pistons, who the Bucks annihilated 126-106. Rohan and I had a lot of fun recording right after that one, so go check out our last full-length episode of the Eurostep if you haven't already. The second game of the week was the big one as the Philadelphia 76ers came to town. Ben Simmons left early after he aggravated a back injury he probably shouldn't have been playing through anyway, and the Bucks rolled, winning 119-98. That margin looked smaller than it really was, as when garbage time started in the fourth quarter, the Bucks were up by more like 25 than 21 points. Rohan is going to break this one down further, and we will probably address it more in the next full-length Eurostep, but the Bucks handling Philly without any sort of friendly home whistle was certainly encouraging for those worried about the 76ers being built to beat the Bucks. We'll get right back to your Bucks and herd action, but first, did you know that Giannis added 50 pounds of muscle, and counting, since his rookie year? If you want to get swole like the Greek freak did, well, maybe not that swole, but still, D1 Training Milwaukee is the place for you. D1 Milwaukee is the place for the athlete, and every coach there is either a former collegiate athlete or a former Division I strength and conditioning coach. They know their stuff. The programs are based in sports science, and the facility is state-of-the-art, featuring a 40-yard-long indoor turf field and NFL combine testing equipment, but Don't worry, that can be utilized for all sorts of different sports, not just football. D1 Milwaukee offers a team atmosphere and a personalized achievement plan to achieve your specific goals. You set the goal and D1 Milwaukee helps you get there. And you can check it out for free just for listening to the Eurostep. Head on over to their new location in the Mequon Pavilion right off I-43 to get your first workout and a one-on-one fitness assessment, again, for absolutely free. Go hit up D1 Training Milwaukee at 11020 North Port Washington Road in Mequon, right by First Watch, which is a terrific brunch spot to hit up afterwards, and tell them that the Eurostep sent you to get in shape like Giannis did for that free first workout and one-on-one fitness assessment. Please go check it out. Looking back at the last week of G League basketball, the Herd beat the Grand Rapids Drive on the road and then lost against the Drive at home this week. Although the biggest win of the week may have been a roster move I first reported last week. Wisconsin acquired Justin Patton, a talented big man who last played in the G League with the Oklahoma City Blue, before OKC traded him to Dallas, who then waived Patton. Wisconsin's on-the-court win came before Patton was officially a member of the Herd, as Wisconsin beat the Drive 107-103 in Grand Rapids. Frank Mason was brilliant in that contest as he scored a career-high 44 points while making 13 of his 23 field goals. With Patton and Milwaukee Bucks forward DJ Wilson in tow, the Herd took on the Drive again on Sunday afternoon, this time in Oshkosh. The Herd controlled the first three quarters, and despite some back-and-forth scoring in the third quarter, held a 19-point lead heading into the final quarter, which was extended to 21 early in the fourth, after Mason scored two of his 36 total points in this game. Immediately after that bucket, the Drive went on a huge run, scoring 18 of the next 21 points to tighten this thing up, and then eventually the Drive went on to win 126-117 as Milwaukee's offense sputtered. Mason's 36 points was a game high. The Drive, meanwhile, had three different players score at least 20 in the win. Frank Mason had four turnovers in the fourth quarter, all of which included some fairly obvious contact from Drive defenders. Mason also shot just four free throws in the entire game, despite attacking the rim all afternoon. Herd coach Chase Buford did not mince words in saying the officiating was unfair, quote, biased, and quote, embarrassing, especially as it came to Mason not getting calls. Despite the loss, Patton looked strong in his Herd debut. He came off of the bench and posted 11 points, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal in 22 minutes. Patton said he wanted to get the win next time out, but thought his fit on the team was seamless. He even said he told Buford that the Herd play beautiful basketball. Here, take a listen. You kind of mentioned a seamless fit. You do feel like you fit right into this team in the way they play?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. It's the best way. I mean, like I said when I first came here, I told Chase, like, this is beautiful basketball just to watch. And then to be on the other side of it and to be playing with them, it's fun. Everybody's just out there having fun. So next time, we just got to go out there and get the win.
Now here's another perspective on the last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
Oh man, was this a fun week to be a fan of the Bucks. First off, as we touched on the last episode of the Eurostep, we saw the return of actual Bucks basketball following the All-Star break, and this team has not seemed to have missed a beat. With a 20-point win over the Pistons on Thursday, they managed to up that performance with a 21-point win against the Philadelphia 76ers in prime time on ABC. While that may not seem like such an accomplishment because you're just beating the fifth seed in the East at home, it still feels good. It seems like the Bucks are really going to use these last few weeks to get going for the playoffs, that they're going to be dominating their lower competition like this. Speaking of the playoffs, Milwaukee became the first team in the league to clinch a spot in the postseason on Sunday night, with the Wizards losing to the Chicago Bulls. While making the playoffs is not an accomplishment to this team, it wasn't too long ago that just making it in the playoffs was the goal. It's nice to sit back and think sometimes about how far this franchise has come. We went from just middling lottery team to middling playoff team. Now we're contenders. But for this team, the stretch run will be key. Usually after the All-Star break, teams as good as Milwaukee tend to start resting their players, and they face teams that are trying to get better lottery positioning. But that may not be the case for the Bucks. While they indeed may rest key players, their competition will be far from bad. Out of the remaining 26 games, 17 of them are against teams that are currently in playoff standing. However, I believe that this is for the best. If Milwaukee were to face a bunch of tanking teams, they would not be getting in the right rhythm for the playoff. They would get used to easy wins, and their mindset would not be the best going into the postseason. But since they are playing a lot of good teams, they will hopefully be ready and used to playing competitive basketball for when the real games arrive.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee will be fairly busy with four upcoming games. First off, tonight, aka Monday night, the Bucks will take on the Washington Wizards at 6 p.m. in D.C. This one is going to be the easy game. Side note, please do not blame me if the Bucks somehow lose this game now. Next up on the very next night is a matchup with the Toronto Raptors on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Toronto. Hopefully the Bucks can handle the Wizards without too much exertion, so they are well rested for this Raptors game. It seems Brook Lopez will be well rested no matter what, as he's out on Monday with a sore back, allegedly. After a few off days, the Bucks are back in action on Friday night at 7 as they head home to take on the OKC Thunder, another more than solid playoff team, before finally wrapping up the week with a game in Charlotte against the Hornets on Sunday at noon. That one will probably end up being a gross basketball game. Looking ahead to the next week of Herd basketball, the Herd has three games this week, but will play just two teams. In Oshkosh on Tuesday and Thursday, Wisconsin will take on the Delaware Bluecoats, with both games tipping off at 7 p.m. Those games will be noteworthy for a few reasons. Of course, the Herd heading toward the end of the regular season, trying to hold on to that top seed. Additionally, Delaware coming to town means Xavier Munford is also returning to Oshkosh. X is still all over the Herd record books and their call-up wall, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him go off in one or both of these games. Finally, Wisconsin wraps up the week with a road trip to Westchester on Sunday, where the Herd plays the Knicks at 4 p.m. That's it for this week. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks talk in your life, you can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this podcast right now, and then tweet it to me or Rohan at TyWindish or at Arcadi Jr. or email it to TyWindishNBA@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends about the Eurostep. Just say, hey, the Eurostep. That's all you need to do. Anyway, until next time, go Bucks.